With unrelenting rain since the start of October, Shaanxi is said to be experiencing the worst autumn flooding in history, resulting in the destruction of dams, rail lines and highways. There have been multiple landslides, and the Fenghe River, a tributary of the Yellow River, has recorded its most powerful flood peak in 57 years. Emergency teams, helped by heavy equipment, have been racing to shore up defences to prevent more flooding. But already thousands of hectares of farmland have been inundated, 19,000 homes destroyed and 120,000 people evacuated. Considered the birthplace of Chinese civilization, Shaanxi is rich in culturally important sites and relics, with many now said to be at risk. Shaanxi is also an important coal-producing province, and there have been fears these storms could worsen China's shortage of coal, which has resulted in power outages across the country.
Around 10% of mines in Shaanxi suspended operations for a time, although most were pushed to reopen to help coal supplies. But this seems to be another example of the increasing frequency and ferocity of extreme weather events to hit China.
These floods come less than 3 months after rains and flooding in neighbouring Henan province killed more than 300 people. Again, rainfall records were broken across the province, with the provincial capital experiencing 200 millimetres of rain in a single hour. Back in Shaanxi province, millions of dollars and much-needed relief supplies have been provided for people affected by these floods. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.